WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
My name is Ann Williams, and we're in the sound studios here in Charlottesville with Harper Simon and Mike Bloom. Harper's getting ready to do a live performance here in Charlottesville. I want to just say thank you for coming in and sitting in with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me in.
This is considered to be your debut album, but you've been doing music for a long time.
Well, yes, I have, but always more in a supporting role. This is just my... It's my first solo album, which is just another, it's a whole other thing than being a supportive person.
Well, but even maybe with Heavy Circles, you were kind of partnership of sorts in that.
Well, that was just a side project. That was really just a recording project that we kind of did for fun, just to have a soft release. And you know, that wasn't really, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I did. I was co-writing and I produced stuff and I've been involved with other people's records and other productions and films and different things over the years, little things here and there. But this is my first solo record. Yeah.
Well, it's you brought in some amazing people to do this album with you. In a sense, it's kind of like a dream list of sorts for many people, and to a certain degree, kind of. I think you said that there's, you know, kind of some major people from almost every decade, 60s and 70s and 80s, even maybe even back into the 50s. So did you sit down and kind of dream up this amazing list of people? Or did you know these people from some of this other work that you had done?
Well, I knew some of them. And no, I didn't really dream it all up exactly at all. It all happened over a couple of years, and I had no idea it was going to turn into such a big production.
Well, it started in Nashville. You went Bob Johnston. You did a lot of recording there.
That's right. That was sort of the first phase of the project, and I didn't even know. I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't even know. I knew I wanted to do a project down there, and I went down. I mean, I knew I was interested in doing something down there at some point, and I went down there to meet with Bob Johnston, and I booked one day in the studio, and I was interested in Nashville because I'd never worked down there, and I wanted to see who was around from the era in record making that I was interested in, which was really the 60s, and I wanted to see who was around from, like, the guys who played on the Blonde on Blonde and those kind of productions that Bob Johnston was a part of. So I hadn't seen Bob for years, but I had worked with him just two days, many years ago in Sun Studios. I played on Carl Perkins' record, and he produced that. And so I don't know how it happened. I just said, I think we called BMI or something, and I just found Bob. And then I booked one day in the studio with him. He brought in all these great players that I was thrilled to meet. Charlie McCoy and Pig Robbins and Lloyd Green. All just guys I knew their names from liner notes and knew their playing from records that I've been listening to my whole life. And I was thrilled to meet with them, and I did a couple of tracks with them. But I didn't think I had no idea what was going to happen, but people responded very enthusiastically. I mean, people like just in my inner circle, like my manager and a couple friends. And so I was convinced to go back down and book some more time with all those guys. So I did. I went down and booked a couple weeks and recorded a lot of basic tracks, and that was the beginning phase of this record.
Well, it's really a great listen, and it does harken back to the 60s. Certainly, if that was what you're looking for, that's what I've heard when listening to it. Well, let's get to some live music.
Sure.
What are you going to play for us first?
Well, I'll play you a song that I did record in Nashville. I mean, this was the first song I wrote for the album. This was one of the only songs I had really prepared, really, because, to be honest with you, I had no business going into a studio with all those guys at that time. I was very unprepared. But this was one song that I had done. So it's called The Shine.
Mm-hmm. There's a place between waking and sleeping, space where the land meets the sea. That's where the shadows are keeping shine that you once kept from me. Oh, the stars are all laughing and twinkling in a language they share with the moon. That's when my feelings start thinking of the shine that's abandoned my room. The shine. Dazzled from your sun to light, the shine, the shine. Your luminous smile is light, and it glows from your bones deep within. Auroras were born on your skin. The shine.
Harper Simon in the Sound Studios here in Charlottesville. Also, we've got Mike Bloom also along playing guitar. And we're talking about the debut album, just came out recently. And we've kind of talked about your time in Nashville and getting together with Bob Johnston. Let's talk a little bit about the songwriting on this album and also kind of the going back to kind of the LP, 10 songs, the one side, you flip it over and you get another five songs.
Right.
So you wanted to put together an album that kind of hung together. And how do you go about, or how did you go about writing songs that kind of did that arcing thing from the beginning to the end?
Well, I had no idea how to do it. And it just took me forever how to figure it out. And I don't know if I even did figure it out. The songs evolved in very unusual ways for a large part of the process. A couple of the songs, I just wrote them, like on an acoustic guitar. But some of them had very unusual. I mean, I could give you example. If you name some songs, I could tell you how they all came about. They all came about in very different ways.
Oh, about Shooting Star.
Shooting Star was a song that I had the music. I had the music and I had a song, and I recorded it in Nashville. I recorded the track in Nashville, and I had a song, and I just wasn't satisfied with the song, and I scrapped it completely. And I scrapped the words and the melody. I was dissatisfied. I scrapped the song. I wrote an entirely new song over the structure. And then I re-recorded the entire song with the completely different players up in New York. So then I put on, because I slowed it down a lot. It was much faster, and I wanted it to have this kind of Neil Young Harvest beat. And I had Steve Gadd play on it, and Jeff Hill, who's touring with me now on the bass, plays on it. And then Steve Naive from Elvis Costello and the Attractions plays the piano on it. Mark Rebo plays a little bit on it, and then I had to re-record it. I had to scrap the entire thing, so you know, that's how that one came about.
Well, it's kind of an interesting process. I mean, it's not unsimilar to other people who just, they're discontent with it and they pull songs apart and they put them back together, and maybe it's just the structure they keep, or maybe they just, you know, start all over again. But you also did a co-write with your dad for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did you work well together with him?
Yeah. I mean, he wrote on a few of the songs, actually. Again, it happened like, I had this song written, I thought it would be an instrumental, like a rag on the album. And I recorded it in Nashville with Fred Carter, who, came in one day and, you know, I think Fred's like about 80. I don't think he plays much anymore, but, anyway, Fred is like, you know, he played on, he played with my dad. He played it on The Boxer, but he also played on Lay Lady Lay and a lot of things. So we recorded we recorded, I had this like kind of quite complicated, composition. I'll just play you a little bit of it right now. What the hell? I think I originally did it like this. Oh. And then Fred and I did that on the guitars, and we did it together. It was like a little rag, even though the changes are kind of, I don't know, to me they somehow suggest Bach, at the risk of sounding pretentious. But then I, but I had, it just seemed so, I, anyway, I had no idea how to write a song, but I didn't even think to. And then I started overdubbing little things. I put on Patrick Warren, who I, plays the Chamberlain, who I'd worked with before, and I knew his work because he plays on Fiona Apple Records. And so he played the Chamberlain. I put Sean Lennon, played on the Celeste. And then I asked Petra Hayden to come by and just do a little vocal improvisation, as she does. She does, or layer some vocals. And but I said, you know, you can do some la-las or something like that. And she did ha-has instead of la-las. And so then I had this kind of strange little ethereal kind of piece of music. And then I was quite happy with it just as it was. And then my father liked it, and he heard it and he liked it, and he was from the ha-has. He just went off and wrote a song over it. He wrote the lyrics, so he wrote it over it. And that's why we give Petra Hayden a writing credit on that song, because really it was kind of inspired by her.
Cool. Well, how about if
he was kind of enjoying this, so then he took another crack at another song, which was unwritten, you know, which I had the track already, Tennessee. So that's how that came about.
Oh, they're different songs, but they're also really nice in the whole package of your debut album. How about another live one? Which one would you like to do?
Let's do
Wishes.
Yeah, Wishes and Stars.
Everyone seems so certain. Everyone knows who they are. Everyone's got a mother and a father. They all seem so sure they're going far. They all got more friends than they can use. Except me, 'cause I'm a fool. I'm simple as a beat, as a melody in C. It don't matter. There are more wishes than stars. How'd you get so pleased with yourself? Brimming with success. Whole life's been blessed. Don't matter. Everyone's been on a holiday in the sun, and they just got back from one. All they do is just have fun. They all got more friends than they can use. Oh, except me, 'cause I'm a fool. Simple as a beat, melody and C, it don't matter. There are more wishes than stars. I'm not too certain about many things. I'm not too sure who I am. I ain't got no mother, and I ain't got no father, and I ain't got no one to hold my hand. I'm slow like the trees when they grow. I'm sluggish like the ocean when it moves. I'm plain like water or like rain, but I shouldn't complain, 'cause it don't matter. It don't matter, no. It don't matter. It don't matter, no, no, no. Thank you. stars.
We're in the sound studios with Harper Simon. This is Ann Williams. We also have Mike Bloom here as well, playing along. And we're talking about the debut album Harper Simon has just put out, and talked about going to Nashville and some of the collaborations you've done. On tour with you is a really amazing band. Seems like on some level you stole Cat Power's band.
Well, no, not really. No, well, yes, I have. I do, actually. I have Greg Foreman, who plays keyboards with Cat Power. He's had the swine flu, so he's not with us today. He comes tomorrow, so I'm sorry to say Charlottesville will miss out on Greg Foreman. And Eric Paparazzi, who's the bass player with Cat Power, he joins up on the tour in Nashville later on in a week's time. So yeah, a couple, some of the Cat Power boys, I have different people coming in and out. But I have a very, I still have a radical indie super group with me tonight. Anyway, I have Mike Bloom, who's played in lots of things, Rilo Kiley, Jenny Lewis, Recommendation. And I thought, you know, it was like that, you know, I'm so lucky to play with Mike Bloom, of course. As soon as I hire him, he's basically going to ditch me for Julian Casablancas. But c'est la vie, that's rock and roll, you know? He's a mercenary guy. He seems like a nice guy, really. He's just a mercenary. I also have Russell Simmons from the John Spencer Blues Explosion, somebody who will not be deserting me. And also Jeff Hill, who I know from, who plays with the Rufus Wainwright. He's deserting me.
Mid-tour.
Yeah. But I got Eric P. from Cat Power, so that's sort of how it's going. People come in and out. I lose people all the time because I'm not very popular.
It's not.
I don't think that's the way it's going.
Well, no, it is.
People have busy lives and
no, I mean,
Bloom.
Whatever. Well, yeah.
it affects. I mean,
no,
I
it's cool. I'm very, very lucky to. I mean, I'm getting great musicians to go out on the road with me, and they're, you know, I mean, I'm just kidding around, but I mean, I am very honored to have them, because most of these guys do, you know, get bigger gigs.
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that's kind of appealing, this whole project to me. You know, the songwriting is good. You've done a lot of really interesting layering on this album, and I like the songs. And then, you know, then you look a little deeper and you see that some people record an album and then they start comparing them towards this, that, and the other, and go, oh, really? I didn't realize that. It was just kind of, but you purposely set out on some level to create a sound, and you got it. And then you also are bringing along these great musicians to help you do it live. Which...
Yeah, now the sound's totally changed, because the sound now is probably closer to what I really had in my head all along. And I just didn't quite know how to, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, now the sound is different, because I keep reinterpreting the songs, and because I get bored if I don't, and I have a band that's versatile, so the sound's changing all the time.
So it's an evolutionary process.
It is, yeah. Lately it's getting much more spacey and psychedelic lately, it's what it seems.
Well, that gets that 60s sound too, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one more?
Oh, sure. Okay. Sure. Well, we're going to have to tune up again. I know it's professional show business. Uh-oh. God, why does that happen all the time with the capo, Mike?
What, that goes out?
Oh, you know. Here's the last song I wrote for the record, and there's no co-write on this. It's called Berkeley Girl, and on the record it's just me and the guitar, and I wrote it, and now we do it very differently with the band, but I'll do it sort of now, kind of like the record.
That's nice.
Okay.
There you go.
She is amethyst and pearl. And though she makes her home in Hollywood, she's really just a Berkeley girl. She's the breeze on Sunday morning, blowing down a country lane. She's got the style of Paulette Goddard and the smile of Joan Fontaine. And she drives a Cormier through the streets of Silver Lake and the hills of Echo Park. She is crinoline and satin. She has leopard skin and lace. Hard to believe that she believed in me when I was such a hopeless case. And she knows from love and service. Yes, she knows from peace of mind. Not sinister in purpose, and to never be unkind. And she loves a Tulsi Garden, and she loves her rock and roll. And she's never far from my mind. She has juniper and roses. Guess I'll sing it once again. And though we are no longer lovers anymore, I know she'll always be my friend. So if you ever ride beside her driving down the 101, we'll be thankful that you're with a Berkeley girl who's beautiful beneath the moon and the sun.
Harper Simon and Mike Bloom in the sound studios here in Charlottesville. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and sitting down with me and having a chat about your debut album and many happy returns to Charlottesville.
Thanks for having me. And this was really, yeah, it was really fun. I hope some people come to the show, but I guess this is not going to broadcast in time anyway.
Well, thanks again.